September marriage getaways to tens of thousands of couples. They are very good friends and trusted emissaries in bringing help and hope to marriages and families across our nation. You are about to profoundly benefit from the secret that is shared in this book by two of our favorite people. Your funny bone is about to get a workout, trust me. The Wilsons are not only a winsome and authentic couple, but they are incurably funny, entertaining, and compellingly fresh in their communication to this generation. Your heart is also about to be massaged and strengthened as they give you and your spouse courage to go the distance in your marriage. They will stimulate your heart to keep on risking the ingredients of a great marriage: humility, love, and forgiveness. Your life is about to be transformed as you are challenged to reject the ruts of complacency and the mediocrity of your marriage and press forward together with lives that experience the ultimate adventure of following Jesus Christ. Dave and Ann are on a mission, and they want you to personally know what it's like to see God use you to model His love for others to see. You've not only made a great choice to listen to this book, you've made a brave choice. Fasten your seatbelt. The ride will be exhilarating and challenging, and we predict this will be one of the very best investments in your marriage and family that you could ever make. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Part 1, Going Vertical. Chapter 1, Six Words That Changed Everything. A life, a marriage is built on moments. They are the small and seemingly insignificant bricks that, stacked one by one over time, quietly ascend upon themselves into giant walls, breathtaking columns and bridges over all kinds of waters. Our lives are built brick by brick, moment by moment. Many of those moments fly by and, to be quite honest, are not really that memorable. After all, they're just little bricks. But every once in a while, one of those little bricks breaks loose from the wall of life, careening toward you like a ton of, well, you know. That little masonry moment looks you right in the eye as if to say, "Listen up, dude. What you choose to do in the next 5 minutes will determine the rest of your life, and even your kids' lives." I experienced one of those pay attention to the brick moments in the 10th year of my marriage. Pause. Introductions. Before we get to that story, we should probably get acquainted first, both with each other and with the journey we are about to take together. My name is Dave, and this is my wife, Ann. Say hi, Ann.
Hi. Ann here. Yes, I know this is an unorthodox introduction, switching voices between paragraphs and whatnot, but you should probably get used to the unorthodox. More on that to come. For now, though, I just want to introduce myself and let you know that in addition to Dave, I'm also wrapped up in the words that fill this book. Dave and I will share insights from our individual perspectives and from our perspective as a couple, the voice of us. When two become one. We wish that the melding of two lives together in marriage was as easy as developing an us perspective for this book. Maybe you thought it was going to be. And maybe from whatever stage of marriage you are in, from newlywed to seasoned veteran, it still feels fairly painless. Maybe. But the odds are that if you fall into any chronological category beyond the first 2 weeks of marriage, your married life probably doesn't feel exactly painless. This doesn't necessarily mean your marriage is in crisis. It just means your marriage is real. Maybe you don't have a seamless us voice because you don't yet know how us is supposed to work. Maybe you feel that you are somehow being lost in the mix, not sure what to let go of and what to cling to, not sure which comments to let pass by and which ones to freak out about. Or maybe your us is going really well, but you still want to keep it growing.